Today, my topic is effects of irrigation and plant density on yield quality and within bowl yield components for different cotton varieties. At the beginning, let's learn some background about my study. As we know, cotton is one of the most important economic crops in the world. Cotton yield and fiber qualities are most important things what we are concerned about, especially in recent years because of the advances in textile processing, increased emphasis have been put on cotton for both yield and fiber quality. Now let's see how cotton yield and fiber quality can be determined and what kind of factors will influence the cotton yield and fiber quality. This slide shows the basic information about cotton yield. Yield is composed of bowl number per unit area, seed number per bowl, fiber number per seed, and the weight per fiber. The number of fibers and linked weight per seed surface area are the most basic within bowl yield components. Fiber quality can be determined by the fiber length, fineness, and maturity. Based on the inherent variations in fiber quality, differences can be found, can be traced even in on a single seed. As a special crop, cotton yield and fiber quality are variable, which means the cotton yield and fiber quality are not only controlled by genetics and environment, but also controlled by cotton plants themselves. The environment I'm talking here includes soil and climate and management practices. From this point, studies need to be developed to see how cotton yield and fiber quality can be determined by modifications of management practices. As two common management practices, plant density and irrigation are necessary to use as research subjects. Dr. Benners have already did some related research and found that bowl size, bowl number, and within bowl yield components are greatly influenced by plant density. But further studies are still needed because we want to determine the effects of irrigation and plant density on bowl distribution, yield components, and fiber quality for different cotton varieties. That is also the objective in my study. Here are some general information about the materials and methods. Field experiment was conducted in La Mesa of Texas in 2006 with three treatments with different levels. The treatments are irrigation rate, three plant densities, and two different cotton varieties. Experiment design was a randomized complete block with sub-split sort arrangements of treatments. Three replications were used in last year. This chart shows the whole process of my research last year. First, we hand harvested the plant for each plot, and then we did the box mapping, log mapping. And after that, seed cotton samples were gene to determine the seed weight, seed surface area, linked weight, and fiber quality. These parameters are recorded during the process. Here is some detailed information about the study. This picture here illustrates the way of plant mapping. The first node above the cotyledonary node are designated as node 1. Plants were mapped according to node and fruiting position in each plot. And mapped cotton bowls for each plot were collected as samples. Last year, we also picked the first position bowls from the 9th and 14th nodes on main stem to do the log mapping. The central seeds in the log were numbered as seed position 0, and the seeds from the central one towards the pedestal were numbered as seed position -1, -2, -3, and -4. Also, the seeds from the central one towards the apex were numbered as seed position 1, 2, 3, and 4. Fiber quality was analyzed by using advanced fiber information system after blended by a small blender. these were scanned with the scanner and analyzed by a software to determine the city surface area. Here are some preliminary results for last year's study. Because of the limited time, I will present part of my results, including within plant bowl distribution and fiber quality. First, let's look at the results about the bowl distribution. This slide describes the effects of irrigation on bowl distribution. Two things can be found. High irrigated plants produced more bowls and higher node position, and more bowls and the second fruiting position than did the low irrigated plants. By looking at this slide, we can find that lower plant density were resulted in more bowl distribution at each node position. The two varieties we used last year performed differently on bowl distribution with node position and fruiting position. Now let's look at the fiber quality results. In 2007, we recorded the mold number for the first fruiting position from the node 9 and node 14. The irrigation turned out to be significantly influence the mold number. High irrigation decreased the frequency of mold. From this slide, irrigation also was found to affect the length of fiber. The high irrigation will increase the fiber length. This slide suggests the fiber length varied by the node position and seed position. The node 9 bears the longer fiber than node 14, and the seed in the central part of the lock, a little bit close to the pedestal, bears the longer fiber. Fineness can be also affected by irrigation. Fineness will be the finer fiber will be produced by higher irrigation. Density and variety effects. By looking at this slide, it shows that whether the density will affect the fiber fineness or not, it depends on the cotton varieties. The fineness of fiber from different seed positions have different fineness. The central part of the seed of the lock have finer fiber. The next group of slides will indicate our main factors affect the fiber maturity. By the last year's data, we see that the high irrigation decreased the fiber maturity. That may be due to the longer vegetative growth caused by the high irrigation. The plant density will increase, will affect the fiber maturity. The higher the plant density was, the less mature the fiber was. The variety of fiber max has more mature fiber than the variety of Stovall and the seed position close to the pedestal. Here are some conclusions drawn from last year's data. Irrigation improved bowl distribution both vertically and horizontally on plants, and also improved fiber length and fineness. Modifications of plant density changed within plant bowl distribution. Changes in plant density may also change fiber fineness, but it's dependable on cotton varieties. Two different varieties used in this experiment showed differences in both bowl distribution and fiber quality. In future, we will first finish the data analysis for 2006, and then we will repeat the experiment this year and combine the two years' data. Here are some literature cited in this research. And finally, I would like to thank Texas Tech University International Cotton Research Center for funding this program. And I would like to thank Dr. Banars, who's my major professor, and thank Dr. Hake and He Zhong, and Corey Mills and his for their help and time. Thank you.
Any questions? Other questions? Thank you.